hope y'all... Sadly, I wish I could say this was another big win and we're headed in a great direction. But unfortunately, it is another rough one. It's me, it's Johnson. This is Crudo, like sad edition. The last game before the big June break, we are joined with three amazing participants, two of which are drummers, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Here we go.
My name is Jill Shi. I'm a drummer for Mosaic.
I'm Igor, he, him. I'm a drummer for Pandemonium.
Maita, she, her.
All right, y'all. It was another rough one. We started bright. I felt like we had a lot of impetus in the very beginning of the match. We had a lot of the ball. We had a lot of attacks. And then at the same time, I kind of feel like we had very few touches in their box. Like, we would look good in midfield. We would look good approaching. And then it would just kind of fizzle into nothing. Is that just Strauss ball? Is that our lineup? Anyone have thoughts on, like, how to make sense of that? Because I feel like we've yet to really dial in on our, elevating our attack and really getting our attacking players doing so well. Anyone have thoughts on that?
I've been saying this for a little bit, but I feel like we need a finisher. We're lacking some finishing power. John Stotter is out. And the other people on their field are not stepping to the plate. For example, last game versus Houston, Suarez had a lot of opportunities, chose to pass it. That was the wrong choice. And this game was very similar. Like, we don't have a good finisher. And this offseason is for recruiting, so I hope we find someone. And you know, or that John Stotter comes back. But we don't have a finisher. That's what I attributed to. And recruitment needs to step up.
I always feel like they really don't have confidence on the ball. And it's kind of sad because we're so far in. I mean, this team we're seeing for the past at home, I don't know how many games, it's such a different team than we saw at the very beginning. Confident. Little small touches. Ticky-tacky. I like that. That was faster ball. We possessed for way too long, and we lose the ball so much when the crucial spots, and especially in the middle.
Yeah, I think there's just no real individual goal scorer, and we get the ball in the box and flash it across the box, but either there's no one making the run, or you get a cross in and it'll just go out into the goal line, and I don't know, maybe they're saving that hip money for someone to bring in the summer, but right now, yeah, Jan's daughter was doing well early on, but then even she got a little fizzled out and then got hurt. A lot of the players have goals. We have like at least, like almost the whole team has one goal, but then I think Giselle and Kennedy both have three. Like, when your right back is one of your tied for the top of your goal scorers, that's a problem.
Yeah, there's that idea, you know, no one likes a selfish player. No one likes the player that takes a crazy shot instead of squaring it to the open teammate. But at the same time, some of the best strikers are super selfish and super egotistic, and they want it so much, and they're almost addicted to scoring, and then that's why they score 30 goals a season or whatever. And we seem to lack that. We sold Alyssa at the end of last year, doing great at Chelsea. There was an argument that made space for Jan's daughter to step in, and very much just definitely stepped in. We're like looking great. Three wins out of three to start the season. Seemed like the league adjusted to Jan's daughter and then went out injured, and now there's just no answer. There's absolutely nothing. Riley Tiernan seems to be in that sophomore slump. Riska doesn't even get minutes enough to like kind of get into form. Like, do we feel like it needs to be something that we deal with in the transfer market, or we deal with mixing up the lineup, or Strauss just needs to do something different, or like, what do you think?
I think he's tried to shake up the lineup. We've had a lot of different attackers, sometimes due to injuries, and a lot of them playing in different positions. So Jan's daughter is the nine, or a false nine, Tiernan as the nine, sometimes on the wing. But that selfish thing and that Like, it felt like that was Tiernan early last season when she was scoring. She was shooting so much. They were feeding her the ball, and she was shooting a ton, and not all of them would go in. Not a lot of them would go in, but it was enough where she was, like, the top scorer. She had 8 goals in the first half, and then it just felt like Strauss came in. Maybe it is a little bit of the Strauss ball where they're not, like, looking for that 1-9 to just feed it to, or then they want to play it way more through the wings, but... yeah, it feels like you do need that person, but yeah, if the tactics are not making that happen, then what are you gonna do? Even if you get someone who's a great 9, are the tactics a fit for that?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of our lineup, you know, today's the first time we saw Carson Cherry play, and that was for like, what, 5-10 minutes? So I'm really curious, we did all this recruitment for these young players straight out of college who have seen so few minutes of Karina Laguerre, who played really well today. We're barely seeing Carson Cherry halfway through the season. I guess I want to know where Strauss's mind is at, and not recruiting during the offseason would be like the definition of insanity. Like, what are we doing, right? So I don't know what it is, because sometimes our personnel works, sometimes it doesn't. It's really hard to tell. At the end of the day, I think that what we really need is a hardcore finisher. Like, I don't know what else could help us. Savvy King would help us, right? There's weird holes in our defense that are taken advantage of. If we mess up in our defense, the other team takes advantage without fail. And that's like a tough one to fix, like mid-season. But we can fix it by scoring, and that's with a finisher.
Yeah, it's like we just really need that, like, cold, calculated killer like a Temo Shawinga, a Barbara Banda, a Trinity Rodman, like someone who's just lights out. Sophia Smith, someone who's just absolutely get them the ball 10 times and they're going to score 2. Like, just, you know, kind of lights out. And we don't have that. At the same time, I feel like both goals, and you were already touching on it, Maite, were, like, well worked, but at the same time totally exploited holes in our defense. We have Gordon and Sams next to each other as center backs. Like, it's hard to upgrade on that. Like those players, those, you know, experience and you know, skill set and all that, they are premier. Yeah, I would love to see Savvy King come back and we can kind of figure some things out, but like, anyone have thoughts on why our defense is just all of a sudden great, 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 and then, oh, you know, almost like a Canadian standoff, oh, after you, and they just kind of like allow somebody to run in and slot the ball home, and both goals felt very similar, and it was like, damn, y'all, like, you gotta tighten up, and you gotta tighten up for 90 minutes.
I think a lot of it has to do with relying so much on the outside backs for the offense. So Giselle Thompson has, what, 3 goals, 3 assists, 2 assists, something like that. I think Shores now, she had the assist today. She has at least 1 goal, I think at least 2 assists. And if you're going to drive forward that way and you don't score, I think both goals today came from you only really have Sams and Gordon back there, and they can do a lot. But if the outside backs then have to be playing catch-up and the center backs, you know, defensive midfielders, whoever, aren't helping enough there either, then you just get, you know, odd man rush and... yeah, exposed and scored. That or headers, like big crosses to headers has been a problem this year too. So counterattacks and headers, it's been rough.
I think they get caught ball watching. They get caught ball watching quite a bit, and they don't track back. They really don't. And it doesn't look like they're... I just don't get it. These are professionals. They ought to know better. It drives me crazy.
Yeah, so just a lack of the fundamentals and the basics, right? And you would hope at this level, that's just a guarantee that you're going to track back, you're going to make the recovery run, you're going to play super tough defense and then go forward. And I think you brought up a really good point in that we're relying so much on Giselle to really spark our offense. I love Kennedy Fuller, had some good looks. Ari Borges at times looks great, at times kind of looks out of place. And so much of it is reliant on Giselle, and then her real role is defense. And she's 30 yards out of position, and you know, we get sucker punched on the on the counterattack. A bit of a bummer there. I feel like our whole offense is just get it wide and cross it, get it wide and cross it, get it wide and cross it, get it wide and cross it. and we don't have a huge target striker. Emsley's coming back from maternity leave, maybe got, I don't know, 20 minutes. I was super excited to see Emsley coming on. Really bummed to see June Endo coming off. I feel like June was guaranteed to beat at least one defender every time they were on the ball. How do y'all see Strauss's substitutions or just kind of game management or anything else like that?
I was really surprised not to see Neely come in because, like you said, Ari Borges was on and off here. And I understand, like, wanting to sub off Riley early because she wasn't performing well. But not bringing in Neely at the same time was odd to me. And, yeah, I don't know. I've always, like, really wondered about his substitutions. Like, he's really, like, random with it. I can't predict it. And sometimes it works really well. Sometimes I'm like, what the hell? Why are you subbing at the 93rd minute? So, I don't know. I'm trying to understand because right now, this is the last game for a month. You know what I mean? You don't have to worry in this particular game about the next game. So I don't understand why the late sub, you know?
Yeah, I think some of it has been injuries too. So like June trying to, I think, ease her back in a bit. But at a certain point, you know, you're losing games. You don't have the luxury necessarily of taking it easy when you're dropping points and the rest of the league is just getting points over and, you know, building playoff cases. But it's also, so many players seem very versatile. Neely, Ari, like, they can play in a lot of spots in the midfield. A lot of the wingers and, you know, the nines, outside backs can play, you know, rotate. But then, you know, if no one's got locked down a specific position, then you are just maybe chopping and changing way too much. And you're trying things because it's not working maybe, but it's still not working when you're trying those things.
I'd have to agree with you too. June Endo, I don't understand. I don't know if he's has breaks on her since the injury. It kind of seems like he put a limit on her of what she can do and how far up she can advance because she's very capable of streaking down the left side and I'd love to see those pair with Krista. I mean, those two would be amazing together. They would feed off each other, but we've never seen them play together. You know?
Yeah, I think it's a really good point. It's like finding the right combination of like two and three players that play in similar positions to be able to combine, kind of know what each other are going to do, and then it just lights out at that point. And because of the chopping and changing and, you know, I'm sure there's some injuries and all the rest, but then the weird rotation and the weird substitutions, it seems like they are lacking a little bit of chemistry. And the beginning of the season when we all got hopeful, all of us forgot all the heartache from the last four seasons, and we're like, oh, like, we love you, ACFC, and then quickly our hearts were broken again. It seems like that was maybe just some newness, like we were so novel that the league wasn't sure what was going on with Jan's daughter and all the rest, and then everything kind of caught up to us, and we're kind of back to, you know, reverting to the mean, and all of that. And so, such a bummer. As Mike, they pointed out, we have a whole month off. What do y'all hope that Strauss and the team super work on? What's something that they can do in training and really get dialed in so that, I think it was July 3rd, they said, coming back for our next game, that we just look so much better. Let's really hope they look so much better after that.
I hope he realizes that we really are terrible playing from the back. We're really lousy at playing from the back. We lose the ball all the time and just stop. Stop playing from the back. We're really bad at this.
I think I would like to see what happens with Sydney Leroux back because I remember in 2023, so many points were rescued by someone crossing the ball, like Alyssa, onto the head of Sydney Leroux or onto the foot of Sydney Leroux. And we're putting a lot of, yeah, or rebounds, and we're putting a lot of balls in the box. And, you know, she's been out for a long time, so who knows what she's going to look like. I was hoping we'd see her by now, but, you know, maybe the next game, the month break, then you finally get the Cindy Roo comeback and get some of those header goals. Put someone putting the ball into the net.
I have two things that I think would be really nice to see. One, in the words of Sam Kerr, regarding our set pieces, do you not work on it? You know what I'm saying? And two, recruitment, right? Like, Alexia Putellas is up for grabs. We have a contract for these international players. Go hard. Go hard or go home, you know what I'm saying? And also, Liga MX. Liga MX has a lot of amazing players that you can recruit from. You see Palacios doing amazing for Utah, Nicky Hernandez for Boston. Like, we have amazing players bordering us. Go get them. Like, so we have a lot of opportunity, and I don't know that we're taking advantage. I know we want to go for local talent, but who's going to leave halfway through the season? That's not a common thing. Go get them. Go get them.
Yeah, me and Annabelle and Perla, Emily and Chris were all talking before the match about Putellas because we've been linked, and it's like, shoot, if she's one away, you know, if she feels like, hey, I've done everything I can do at Barca, and I've won the, you know, Women's Champions League just so many times, it's like, you know, boring at this point. Let me try something new. Please, my goodness, front office, just whatever, however many zeros it takes to get her to LA. Like, if y'all know football, like, this will be transformative, y'all. This will be just, like, massive. We've yet to really have, I mean, we had Kristen Press in the beginning, we have Sydney LaRue now, but we've yet to really have that, like, star, that, like, wow, that, like, you're the best at what you do, and you're here, and you play with us. And I feel like that's really what we are missing. This game, I noticed, and maybe y'all have seen it earlier in the season, it wasn't as much, and I'm so thankful, it wasn't as much as, like, celebrity camera, star camera, look at all, like, we're in LA, yay, kind of thing. And I feel like that's been our brand for so long, of, like, we're in Los Angeles, like, we have stars, but we suck at football, kind of thing. And it's so old, and I think that's why there was, like, 16,000 people here. We started the season great, and the attendance still sucks. Like, it sucks. And I think people are realizing, like, the actual football product, like, the performance on the pitch kind of sucks, and it doesn't look like it's going to get any better. And so front office, Strauss, the players, us as the supporters, everybody has to get better and has to push it. And it could be that star signing. It could be, like, Maite was saying, Liga MX. It could be somebody from overseas. It could be all of that. But, like, we're so missing something, y'all. So missing something. Anybody got a final word? Any last thought? Anything? Noose was the player of the match. I mean, it's kind of a given when we lose and we score one goal that our one goal scorer gets the player of the match. Noose also looked really good, though. Was kind of like marauding through the midfield quite often and kind of creating some stuff. And so, anyone have thoughts on player of the match or anything to kind of wrap this thing up?
News deserved that, not just in this game, but in other games. She was a big vote in other games, especially the one where she got the red card, and people were like, fuck it, let's give it to her. It didn't happen, but it was a long time coming for her. It was definitely three shy people doing that player of the match, and I really love that for them. So shout out to Isaac and Evelyn.
Yeah, it had to be the cutest, most like introverted, shy player of the match ever. And we love that. So, damn, y'all. Like, even though we stink, we're still here. We're still going to come back in July 3rd. We're still going to do it. I always, you know, flirt with, like, I'm not going to renew my season tickets. And then I do, and I'm, like, suckered back. And it's like, this is going to be the season. And so who knows? Like, we love this damn team. Can y'all please make some decisions that help us get better? Like, yeah, help us help you kind of thing, and it'll be so much better. So we'll sign off from here, y'all. It's been another crudo. Totally stinks. We're, like, languishing in mid-table. Kind of, I don't even know if we're mid. We're probably, like, bottom half at this point. And so hopefully this month off really rejuvenates us, and we'll see you in the summer. Volemos!
All right, City fans, it is time to point out today's